WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Later in the show, a talk with novelist Scott Spencer. But first, New Orleans clarinetist George Lewis was 41 years old and working as a stevedore when he made his first recording as a sideman with trumpeter Bunk Johnson. The year was 1942. By the time Lewis died, a little over a quarter of a century later, he'd played all over the world and recorded dozens of records. Jazz critic Evan Whitehead has a review of a new Lewis reissue set.
If you know even a little bit about jazz, you've probably heard the story that the music was born in New Orleans and then steamed up the Mississippi River to Chicago with Louis Armstrong and company around 1920. Of course, no real story is ever so simple. In fact, most early New Orleans jazz musicians never left home, and the music scene there remained healthy until the Depression. But New Orleans has never been a center for the recording industry, and few of those stay-at-homes cut records before the 1940s. One musician who began recording then and went on to make lots of records was clarinetist George Lewis. Lewis is the subject of a new box set of 5 LPs or 3 CDs from Mosaic Records. The complete Blue Note recordings of George Lewis brings together 6 sessions recorded in 1943 and in the mid-50s. As usual with Mosaic, it's nicely packaged and annotated, contains some previously unreleased takes, and is available only by mail. I'll give you their address in a little while. Unlike most Mosaics, this one has uneven sound quality, because the 1943 sessions were recorded on primitive equipment. But their informal nature is really an asset. They let you hear some New Orleans jazz uninfluenced by audience expectations. Musicians like Lewis saw themselves as entertainers, not artists. In performance, they'd give audiences what they thought they wanted to hear. The most fascinating music comes from a low-fidelity rehearsal session. In New Orleans jazz, the clarinet usually weaves around the trumpet. But there was no trumpet at the rehearsal, so Lewis's clarinet takes the lead. In the 1940s, fans and writers hailed players like Lewis as conservators of the unspoiled, original, real jazz, as opposed to newfangled stuff like swing and bebop. But New Orleans jazz had been evolving all along, like any musical style, and its players had been listening to records like everybody else. On that same session, Lewis plays an adaptation of Hula Lu, a big hit from the Hawaiian music craze of a few years earlier. You don't have to care about the historical implications of George Lewis's music to appreciate how powerful it is. His playing is both deeply spiritual and technically assured. Lewis never learned to read music, and a conservatory professor had to tell him that some of the stuff he played was probably impossible. His swooping melodies owed a lot to the piccolo players he heard in New Orleans brass bands. Thank you. That's the Gettysburg March, recorded in 1955. By then, Lewis was the key figure in the New Orleans revival movement. His band was touring a lot, and their music had become tinged with crowd-pleasing hokum. But Lewis's clarinet work lost none of its passion or drive. This sort of music sounds dated to some people, but for me, George Lewis's playing has a timeless grace that transcends the settings he appeared in. This unassuming man was one of jazz's true masters, and this new mail-order box set contains some great Lewis recordings. So let me give you the address of Mosaic Records. They're at 35 Melrose Place, Stamford, Connecticut, 06902. I bet a lot of jazz fans have that address memorized by now, because Mosaic has made a habit of reissuing worthy but hard-to-find music, just like this.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. The complete Blue Note George Lewis is available by mail from Mosaic Records in Stamford, Connecticut. This is Fresh Air.